Hey everyone, this is Maddie Regis, account-based marketing manager here at Automox, and I'm bringing you another episode of IT Insiders, which is Automox's podcast that introduces you to the people behind the product. So with me today is Charles Coaxum. He's our Senior Vice President of Customer Experience at Automox, and this month is all about happiness of the end user. So we're going to chat about his background, his time at Automox, and how he makes happy end users every day. So great to have you, Charles.
Awesome. Thanks, Mandy. Great to be here.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your role and then also the name you'd give our company if we weren't called Automox.
Sure. So, my role is to ensure we maximize our customers' investment in Automox. It really revolves around ensuring that every touch point our customers have with either our product or our services leaves them feeling satisfied and valued. And I like to think that I work for my team versus them working for me to ensure they have all the tools and the resources they need to be most effective. And customer experience here at Automox, it encompasses customer support, professional services, customer success management, and enablement and operations teams. You asked me if it weren't called Automox, I'd probably go with something like, this is going to be corny, present, because through AI-powered IT automation, we give back the gift of time. Clearly, you see why I'm in CX and not in marketing.
No, I like it. I think that's an important thing to highlight. It is definitely something that, you know, improves the lives of the people that use it. So I think it's definitely a gift. I would agree with that. Cool. Okay. So give me a little bit more background. Why did you end up getting into the customer experience world?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. I've always liked the philosophy, the approach of servant leadership, and my own personal journey into the world of customer experience really stems from like a deep-seated passion for understanding and meeting the needs of others. And I've always been fascinated by the impact that exceptional experiences can have on loyalty, trust, and satisfaction. So for me, it was just natural to transition into the customer experience realm. It was just a natural progression.
Awesome. And why Automox? How'd you end up with us?
Yeah, Automox stood out for several reasons. First, it has a really innovative approach to modernizing IT operations, and it really aligns with my belief in leveraging technology to enhance efficiency and effectiveness. Second, the company culture. Prioritizing customer success obviously resonates deeply with me, and we have prioritized that from, you know, the board, CEO on down. And then finally, I'd say the opportunity to be part of a really dynamic team that's solving real problems in the IT landscape, like the combination of all of that was really irresistible for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love to hear it. And yeah, we definitely appreciate our entire CX team. We know they're working really hard to make sure that our customers are getting the best experience possible. So love that. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit with kind of a broad question about happy end users, happy customers. But what do you think is the key to keeping your customers happy, regardless of, you know, whatever product or service you have?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's a great question. I think the key to keeping customers happy, it really transcends the product. To me, it's all about, are you fostering genuine relationships built on trust, communication, and empathy? Do you take the time, you know, to understand a customer's pain points and actively listen to their feedback? And are you trying to constantly deliver value-added solutions? To me, those are like the fundamental aspects of lasting customer satisfaction. Ultimately, regardless of the product or service, it's also about making a customer feel value and supported through their journey. And that's, you know, really important for me, and it's really important for what we do here at Automox.
100%. Yeah, I know we definitely value customer feedback. I know the product team really tries to integrate that into, you know, the roadmap and everything. So,
absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot one more time. I don't know if you've listened to this podcast before, but we do like to wrap with a little game. So I figured I would tailor it to your experience. And I've got a couple of pretty negative customer reviews. And I want to see how you would respond. This has nothing to do with IT. These are just random ones that I pulled off the internet. So let me grab the first one here. Okay, so this first one is a 1-star review for a Mexican restaurant. And it says, bolted my food, went through the drive-thru and bought fajitas, took it home, was pouring pico de gallo on my fajita and a bowl fell right into the fajita. I was shocked, complete disbelief. Called the restaurant and no one answered. So I'm leaving this review here. I still can't believe it. So how would you respond to that, Charles?
Wait a minute, I missed something here. What fell into the peak? Like what fell into
a
what?
Bolt, like a bolt, like a little metal piece, something for machinery, it seems like. It just fell right into this guy's fajita.
Oh, I checked the car to make sure there's nothing falling apart on the car first. No, I'm joking. I would reach out to the customer and, you know, acknowledge that, you know, they had a bad experience. And, you know, I'd invite them to come back in and see if we can, you know, improve on that and give them a better one this time around.
For sure. All right. I think this one might be a little harder. Personally, I think it's really funny when people review national parks, and a lot of times there's actually a lot of 1-star reviews on national parks. So this one is for Yellowstone. I'm curious to see, as someone in CX, how you respond to this. So this one is Yellowstone smells like rotten eggs. Everywhere you go, there's this lingering smell of rotten eggs. You'd think for the $35 entrance fee, the park people could install some air wicks or something.
Well, I wonder if they're anywhere near to Old Faithful when we're sending that message over there. I might have to send over some information, kind of educating them on geysers a little bit, perhaps.
Yeah, that one actually, for once in history, might be on the customer. I think Yellowstone is pretty great.
Okay, I didn't know there were a lot of 1-star reviews for national parks. Now I'm going to go in a rabbit hole here reading this stuff later.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And listeners, definitely. It's hilarious. There's a bunch of articles from, you know, like the Washington Post. They've even summarized them. It's really interesting, because I personally don't know. It's just, I think every single one's beautiful. So I'm shocked that people can find something to dislike so strongly, but never know.
Somebody's
so.
Probably upset with all the trees.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. trees, too much sand, you know, all that kind of stuff. But not something we have to worry about with our product, for sure. So Charles, thank you so much for coming on. I'm sure people can find you on LinkedIn. I don't know if there's anything else you'd want to plug before we wrap up here.
No, just appreciate taking the time. And, you know, hopefully for those that are customers hearing this podcast or seeing this podcast, you know, if there's anything you need, reach out to your customer success manager or me directly.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to wrap up with a little discussion question for our listeners. So what's a customer support tool you or your organization appreciates having in your tech stack today, or one that you wish you had? And if you'd like to chime in on this discussion, visit the Automox community, where we will be posting this to discuss. And yeah, both Charles and I look forward to hearing your thoughts.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Charles.